It's that time. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is Season 7, Episode 5 of Sticky Pickles. Community Spirit and Hey Arnold. Community Spirit, does it smell like Community Spirit? Carol, regale us with Community Spirit.
Okay, so our protagonist here is named Babette.
I love that name. Love that name. Yep.
Thank you very much. I love it too. Babette moved into her neighborhood about 5 years ago. And during that time, in the last 5 years, she's fostered some pretty strong relationships with her neighbors. Like, she looks after one of her neighbor's dogs whenever he goes away on business. And in return, he waters her plants when she's away. Another neighbor is gluten-free, so every week or so, she makes him a batch of flapjacks.
Oh, bless it. Yep.
Do you know what flapjacks are, actually? Is that a thing in America or not at all?
I know that while I equate them with pancakes, they are not exactly the same. I know that there is a slight difference.
Yeah, no, they're super different. So they're actually just oats, like some kind of sugar something, and butter, effectively. And then flavorings.
Okay, that is very different from pancakes.
It's okay. Kind of like more like a granola bar. I have been doing this for a number of years for my neighbor, and I've cracked it. I have cracked the recipe. And I know there's probably about 5 of you out there that cook, but I am putting it in the show notes because it is like the bomb. It is the bomb. It is the bomb. I've got it. So you can make now your perfect flapjacks. It is easy. It takes you 20 minutes. Everyone's happy for a week. I swear to God, it's the best thing to have in the house.
Can you send me this recipe, please?
It's going to be in the show notes, Maria.
Oh, there we go. Okay. I was just like, just give it, give it. Sounds amazing.
They are. Okay, you get the picture. Babette is into the community thing, right? So this upcoming weekend, she has decided to hire a van to get rid of some junk from her shed. But she knows that the van's a bit too big and she doesn't have enough stuff and there's going to be loads of space left. So why not tell a few neighbors? And she includes in this the brand new neighbors, a married couple that moved in across the road, Tim and Dan. Very, as far as she's concerned so far, super sweet couple, about the same age as she is. And they seem to be keen to get involved in the neighborhood because Dan, even though he's like working at the hospital as an ER nurse, he's already volunteered on next door to help with the gardens in the local square, right? So they're involved.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, hey, if you have some stuff, throw out my van. Anyway, so neighbors come over, right? Drop off some items that no longer work. So you have an old coffee machine, you got a broken lamp, you know, a tea's made, that kind of stuff. But Tim brings over the most. And Babette's not actually surprised because, you know, they're brand new to the neighborhood. They're renovating their new house and they've got loads of crap they want to get rid of.
As one does, yes. Yep.
But back and forth he goes, asking if it's okay, if he can just throw in a few more little things. And Babette's like, hey, look, knock yourself out. And she's also thinking in her head, this is good for me in the future.
Building connections, you know, being friendly.
Building connections. Exactly. So the van is finally packed full, plein à craquer, as we say in Quebec, right? Full, full, full to the brim. Off she trots with her baby brother, Bruno. Okay, Babette and Bruno, right? Because he's the brawn of the fam.
Got a lot of B's. I love the alliteration in this episode. Babette and her baby brother, Bruno, who is the brawn. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. That's craft, everybody. That's craft.
And they're off to their local refuse center. I don't know if you have these.
Trash heap.
Yeah, but kind of modern recycly as well. So you kind of get in there with your car and the electrics go into one bin and then glass goes into another bin and batteries into another and cardboard in another.
Yes. There is something near me that is similar to that. The ones that I know of are usually near trashy, but sometimes they're also called recycling centers.
Ours is amazing. I swear to God, East Oxford has the bomb. Like, it's literally a circuit. You go around in a circle and you can just go, oh, here is my glass stuff that I no longer think is useful for anybody. And you put it into the spit and then you go to the cart and you just go around the loop. It's amazing.
That sounds like a fun way to spend a Sunday afternoon when you're over 40. I don't know.
It takes about 15 minutes, you know.
Oh, okay.
I get my rocks off and then go home and have a nap. Yeah.
Why not?
So they're Babette and Bruno, right? And they're putting the broken laptops from one neighbor in the bin and a broken vibrator and another. No, I'm kidding. It was a coffee plunger.
You never know. I'm sure they've seen that and many other things.
Is that a rabbit? I heard about those. Yeah. And they see these.
And I'm sorry. My brain went down that rabbit hole. Sorry. of like imagining that conversation. Yeah.
So there they are emptying the van, right? They're emptying the van and they see rather nice suitcases, according to Bruno. Okay. Because Bruno's younger and, you know, doesn't have things like suitcases. And he's like, fuck me, I'll take those. Right. Who put those in there? Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, oh, that must be Tim. Right. If Tim and Dan thinks Babette, because they're the richy rich peeps in the neighborhood and it's near the end of the stuff. So must be them. Anyway, so Bruno grabs them both. There's two suitcases and one is much, much heavier than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
And there's a human body inside. Oh, no.
Do you know, mm-hmm. I looked up writing this story. I looked up what is in a suitcase. What's found in a suitcase, and literally every single thing that was ever reported on is human bodies. I can just tell you right now, it's not human bodies. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's heavy. So what? No, but what do you do, Marie, at this point, right? So you're that person. You're Bruno. You're big brawn Bruno, right? Baby big brawn Bruno.
Baby big bread bang.
And you're picking up the suitcases, and one's much heavier than the other. Same size suitcase. A nice suitcase you want to take. Do you take it back to the owner and say, hey, you know, stuff is in here. I don't know. Do you want to look? What?
I'm genuinely trying to, like, what would I do in that situation?
It's a sticky pickle, you know?
Well, I'm imagining in the back of my head, I'm going, there's a body in here. And then, and also, do I want to piss off a serial killer? Because that's exactly where my brain goes.
Will they know if I opened the zip?
Well, it's like once you know, I mean, you don't even need to open it. You just know, you're like, this is definitely, there's a dead person in this, because obviously that's where my brain goes. And it's like, well, if I piss off the murderers who are stuffing bodies into a suitcase, then I'm next. So I don't want to piss them off. So the best thing you can do is feign ignorance and be the friendly, happy neighbor who knows nothing, right? Because those people always live at the end of the movies because they're like, oh, okay. Or they get axe murdered. So I'd probably be like, hey, buddy, this, I think you forgot something in this one. I don't know what's in there, but why don't you go take it and take a look? And something like that.
You don't just throw it into the dump, into the, like...
Just yeet it onto the pile. I mean, if it's not supposed to, because there's stuff in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose I could just look the other way and just be like, woo-hoo. I mean, it depends on maybe how much of a good feeling I'm having.
It's quite heavy. It's quite heavy. It's like 20 kilograms heavier or like 50 pounds heavier than you thought.
That's decent. That's yeah. Decent. I might be like, what are there, rocks in here? Yeah.
So you're not going to look?
I would be afraid to look if I'm being totally honest. like, let me put it this way. If I'm being totally honestly serious right now, yeah, it's probably not a dead body, but there's probably something in there they don't want people to know, because that's why they're getting rid of it, right? They put it in a suitcase. So it's like, what if it is like all their old sex toys and their dungeon stuff? Like, I don't want to see that. Like,
but what if it's an unpacked suitcase? Like, what if it's just literally they forgot to unpack it when they came back from their Florida trip?
Then I would do my very like overly friendly neighbor thing of like, hey, buddy, I think you forgot something in this one. Maybe you want to check it out.
You're not going to look and you're going to bring it over. You're going to bring it back to them.
And flag it down to him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. So Babette and Bruno are not as cool as you. They decide to look. Well, Bruno decides to look. Babette is like basically curled herself in a ball, convinced it's a dead body. Bruno opens the zip, right? Around the corner.
I'm on tenterhooks, girl. You're going. I love the audio design. This is great. This is great. Can we get the creaky footsteps?
By me. Yeah, TM Qualterio. As Bruno's doing this, he's actually got his hand on the lid of the suitcase just in case something jumps out, because that's what he's worried about. He's worried there's something in there that's going to go, rah! And he opens it and he's like, oh, thank God, it's just a bunch of picture frames. But they pick one up and they see Dan, Tim's husband, in the pic with another man, not Tim, doing some nudie period thing.
Nudie period thing. What? Okay, nudie period thing.
Yeah, like 1880 Sherlock Holmes, but with a bit of
but
sexual
naked.
Something. Like, or he's dressed as Napoleon with his cock out, right?
Girl, how the fuck do you come up with this stuff? Napoleon with his cock out. Really? How?
And the other guy, I don't want to say. Actually, I don't want to say.
Because this has happened in real life, is what you're telling me. This is getting too close.
Okay, you know
to
what?
Reality.
It may have happened in real life to a friend of mine recently, and I only read the missive once. Hi, out there, person. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm so sorry, person.
Recently, she opened suitcases and found a bunch of pictures of her neighbor's boyfriend with someone else. So what do you do? So what do you do there? Do you just bring him back and say, hey, you probably didn't mean to throw these out?
Oh, no. I get my phone out. I start taking pictures. No. I'm sending the group text pictures of everything. There's no way I'm passing this up. Like, I am going to be laughing about this for forever.
Noah's Ark one is particularly special because there's two of everything except for, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maria!
I don't open bags, okay? Moral of the story, someone put it in a suitcase to throw it out. Don't fucking open it.
Okay, Maria, it's your turn. Hey, Arnold.
It has nothing to do with the Nickelodeon cartoon show for our one listener who knows. Reference, hey, Arnold. So we do have Arnold. He is the star of our show today.
Okay.
And Arnold is a lawyer by trade, but like that's not super relevant. Just basically he's not an IT guy or like a person who works in technology.
They exist, apparently.
He exists. He is in his mid-40s. He has some technical knowledge. Like, he's maybe a little smarter than the average bear on technology, but he's also very well-read. He's very informed about what's going on in the world, as one might hope with a lawyer would be, who lives by himself. He has a lot of time. And he also takes up the role of being sort of the neighborhood helper. I like how both our stories are sort of about our neighbors.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking that.
We did it yet again. We did it yet again. We always do this.
And we didn't talk all for the last 2 weeks, which was felt like a long time. But yeah, no. Fuck.
Yeah, we just happened on a neighbor story. That's amazing. Like, it's like our periods are aligned or something. It's crazy. I know. I'm sorry. So yeah, Arnold likes to help out his neighbors because he's trying to build community and he likes to make himself helpful whenever he can. I guess it's sort of the Boy Scout way of doing things. His diagonal neighbor, backyard-wise, is Jenny. And Jenny is actually a single mom. Jenny is extremely busy being, you know, raising her daughter, getting through life, does not have a whole lot of time for maybe the due diligence in life for things that she would like to do.
Right. So, like, she's working and she's doing all this stuff and she can't get to the gym or she can't cook great dinners or she can't do fun stuff.
Yeah, it's busy. Just like life is just existence for her right now, and it's not very fun. But you know, she's getting through it.
I've been there. It's not fun.
No, Jenny's daughter is 10 years old, and Jenny's daughter's name is Kaylin. Kaylin at 10 years old is, well, she's very precocious. She's very adorable. Arnold has really enjoyed watching Kaylin grow up. Arnold remembers when Kaylin was like a little wee baby and Jenny brought her home and it was super cute. And all through these years, Kaylin's been sort of like hanging out in the backyard, you know, digging in the sandbox, playing on her little swing set and just being super adorable. And Arnold's like, oh, isn't it amazing how, you know, kids grow? And thank God she's not mine, but still, it's nice to see.
Yeah.
And Arnold noticed recently, right after Kaylin's 10th birthday, that when she's hanging out in the backyard, instead of like playing around and, you know, being active like a kid does, she's just kind of looking at a cell phone. And Arnold's like, oh, man, it starts so early with a 10-year-old with a cell phone. Like, geez. And he's just sort of keeping an eye on that. He's like, what is she doing with? Because she's by herself out there, like on a cell phone, unattended. And Arnold's not casting aspersions at Jenny. He knows Jenny's so busy just working two jobs, trying to just make sure the roof stays over everybody's heads. Like, he knows she's doing her best. So he figures he would sort of take it upon himself to just keep an eye on what's going on, making sure that Kaylin doesn't get into any trouble. On occasion, Jenny will call up Arnold and be like, hey, I need help setting up my TV. Like, what input do I put the HDMI thing in? I can't figure it out. Arnold knows that kind of stuff. That's about the limit of his technology knowledge. And, but he's like, well, I'm curious. What is Kaylin doing on that phone? So he decides to be like out in the yard one day when she's out in her yard and like raking the leaves conspicuously, like raking the same leaf over and over again.
Yeah. Going, hey, Kaylin. Hey, how's it going over there?
Yeah. And she's ignoring him completely because she's 10 and too cool for school now. Right. And he's just like, okay, I'm just going to rake this leaf 20 times so I hear what she's doing. Cause he notices that she's like putting the phone standing upright on like the edge of a wall. So it's pointing the camera at her and she's backing up and like hitting record and backing up really fast. And he's like, oh my God, I think this kid's like a wannabe TikToker. He's just, it starts so young. A lot of kids do that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm curious what she's doing. And he hears her say the following. I want to walk you through the day in my life of me, a 10-year-old Kaylin McKenzie Smith at Willow Elementary School in Colorado.
Hi, Smashy Security listeners.
I know. And he is also an ardent Smashing Security fan.
Of course he is. He loves it. He's one of those people that reviewed it and everything.
Yeah, 5-star reviews all around and says, that Graham guy is all right, but Carol is really the star of the show. So
he's the best. But he loves when Maria comes on. That's the best.
His
best.
Favorite guest. 1,000%. Yes. Thank you, Arnold. And he's listening. And of course, you know, he's going, oh, my God. And then it continues like, this is the one thing about me challenge. This is my favorite restaurant. And she goes into great detail about why, you know, Taqueria Mexico is her favorite place because they have the chicken tacos that she really loves. And she's always there every Wednesday after school.
This is really uncomfortable for me. Okay. Well done.
I know. I can feel you squirming because I'm squirming reading this. That's okay. So you're Arnold. Hey, Arnold, what do you do?
I would hate it more than anything.
Yes.
B, I would, you're then in the whole situation of, yeah, of course you can tell the kid and talk to the kid, but there's this whole parent thing involved.
True.
So some parents are really open to that. So you kind of go, hey, heard, you know, Kaylin in the garden, nah, not good. Maybe, you know, I don't know. She could just go blah, 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 whenever she says anything specific or something. Or you can have a chat with her. I can do it if you're busy, whatever you want. Like, that's the right thing to do.
Yes, it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. That is the right thing, yes.
But you know, I think before you get into that mess, whether the parent will be receptive to that or not, right? You have an inkling. You may be wrong, but you'll have an inkling whether they're going to be like, oh my God, thank God someone spotted her. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to handle it. Help me, help me, help me. Or you got like, thanks very much. You know, thanks, Arnold.
So how do you think it's going to go?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the mom. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm hoping he's not, well, okay. This is what I imagine. He'll like go, hey, what are you doing over there? And she'll be like, nothing. Fuck off, old man. And he'll be like, yeah no, but Do you really want to tell the whole internet where you live and everything?
Where you are?
Where you are? Your whole name and shit.
Yeah. So that, I think, is the absolute correct way to approach this. So, and Arnold is a lawyer.
Oh, yeah. He's a lawyer as well. Oh, my God.
And he's trying to be a good neighbor. So he wants to do things correctly because he's a big fan of protocol, right? And hierarchy, as one might be. So he does exactly as you suggest. He, of course, understands the person you must talk to first is the mother. And Jenny is very nice to Arnold because, remember, she has asked him for help with things before, like when she has issues around the house with, like, her TV or whatever.
Right.
So he goes in to knock on the door to talk to Jenny, fairly confident that Jenny will be at least receptive.
Mm-hmm. I'm on tenterhooks as well now. See, we're getting good at this shit. Season 7, man. This is the season.
This is the season we start getting good. It took us only 7 seasons to get there. So Arnold knocks on the door. Jenny's there. And of course, Kaylin's still in the backyard. Just doing her thing.
On her phone.
Yeah. And Jenny's like, oh, hey, Arnold. Huh? Yeah, come on in. Why don't you have a coffee? Let's sit down. What do you want to talk to me about? And Arnold lays it all out for her about what's going on, what he heard. And he raises his concerns as you had just echoed, Carol. These are very concerning things that one would be putting on one's internet. Mm. And Jenny is going, I appreciate that. Yes, I understand. But I gotta say, I think Kaylin's old enough to understand not to be dumb on the internet. Cause, you know, I feel like you've done a really good job teaching her how to be safe online.
Could we have weekly lessons maybe, do you think?
Like, I trust her, and I think it's really important that we give her the space to express herself, especially since this is where many of her peers are doing the same thing, and I don't want her to be socially isolated.
Fuck me. Fuck you with the sticky pickles. Okay, you win. You win. You win. You win. I don't know how this is my nightmare. This is my nightmare.
I know it is. That's I
because I love kids and I love no, but I you know I don't have my own. Da-da-da. Right? They're smart. They're curious. They're great. I love their brains. And if I had the internet at 10 years old, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Jesus right? Christ on a biscuit.
Yes.
So I will tell you, this was inspired by the fact that last year when my daughter was starting school, she told me when she grew up she wanted to be a TikToker. Now she doesn't know what TikTok is. She still does not know what TikTok is. But it was just something that she heard other kids saying at her age, and she just repeated it. So I was, like, aghast that at that age, 5.
That's so young.
5 years old.
My niece, who's 7, was the same. She was just like, you know, things like TikTok. And I was like, what do you know about TikTok? She goes, you know. And then when I spoke to her dad, he was like, yeah,
my kid.
She's heard people talk about it.
My kid has absolutely no idea what it is, but yeah, she was asking me even last night, what does a TikToker do? What does a YouTuber do? And I'm like, okay, well, all right, this is great. Anyway, so yes, this is also my nightmare.
Okay, you just got to ram her brain full of podcaster. This is what a podcaster does. They do the podcast. They do Smashing Security. They do T-minus
Space Daily. Well, my kid knows that because she sees my microphone. I work from home and she desperately wants to be on the show. And I'm like, well, need to learn a bit about space first. Anyway, so so that, as you can imagine, Arnold's heart sort of sinks through his shoes to the floor.
It's the worst.
Going, that's not what he was hoping for. And he's very concerned. And he understands he's got to stay in his lane, but it's bothering him, right? Of course it's bothering him. This is not great. As he goes back to his house, back to his backyard to rake that one leaf over and over again, Kaylin's still back there doing her TikToks, and he decides he's going to talk to her about it. And as you predicted, Kroll, her reaction pretty much instantly was, you're old, you wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
So, you're Arnold. What do you do? You're going to hack their Wi-Fi, get your Wi-Fi pineapple out, and just be like, hacksaw your shit. No internet for you forever. Just burn their house down.
Just cut the cable for a night.
It's too late. Baby, yes, it's too late.
I would just probably go pour myself a glass of wine, have some carrot sticks and hummus, and hope for the best, because it would suck.
You have good boundaries.
But I have to stay in my lane. Talk to the mom. I've talked to the kid. Both told me to fuck off. It doesn't impact me directly what happens. I've tried very hard. I'll maybe try another day, but today is dead.
That is the correct thing to do. That is not what Arnold does.
Oh, no.
Well, he doesn't burn their house down or cut the cable on their house because, let's face it, they've got a cellular plan. So even if you do remove their internet, they've got 5G. You know, what are they going to do? Hacking an antenna is a totally different thing. So Arnold goes, well, this kid's putting her entire freaking information out there on the internet, putting her entire legal name on her TikTok. She can't be that hard to find. And indeed, he downloads TikTok on his phone. He goes, and he does it. And he just looks up Kaylin McKenzie Smith, and it took all of a millisecond, and there she is.
Oh, fuck.
Goes through, he finds her on Instagram, finds her on TikTok, finds her on every social media platform where she exists, and he hits the report button because she is a minor. She is not supposed to be using any of those platforms. So he has poured himself a bourbon. He's hitting report, report, report. This is an underage user. That's illegal. Can't do that. He's drinking a bourbon. By the time he's on bourbon number three, all of her profiles have been taken down.
Right. Okay, yeah. So she's been ousted.
Indeed. And the next morning, Jenny shows up at his door.
Mama.
Yeah, mama. Tears in her eyes. Kaylin was up all night screaming and crying. Can you please help me figure out what's going on? She can't access any of her stuff. You're really good with the technical things. Can you figure out what's going on? Because her profiles just seem to be locked. She doesn't know why. I think she got hacked.
Do you know what I would do?
Yeah, I want to know what you would do in this situation now. Because you've had at least three bourbons. You've got a bit of a hangover and you know.
I'd be like, absolutely, I can help her. And I would go talk to her and I'm like, maybe it got canceled because you gave real information away.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to just change all that stuff up, not giving away any real, because they don't like that. They don't like that. Yeah, it sucks. This is a sucky, 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 sucky. Sticky pedicle.
Do you co-sign Arnold's approach, though? Do you think that him kind of going on the down low and reporting the profile and being like,
Yeah, no, I probably would do it. I think I would. Especially if it's a kid.
Yeah.
It's my Achilles heel, right?
Yep.
The whole, lay everything bare on the internet. I'm not seeing them right. I will be. You'll find out later. But it's hard. And especially a kid who doesn't know better. And you're just like, parents need to teach kids about this, but not parents don't always know. And what do you do if you do know? If you're the neighbor and you know, what do you do?
Yeah, well, when we say it takes a village, this is...
takes a community.
Yeah, sometimes the village will hacksaw your shit. It's not really hacking if you're just reporting a profile, but yeah. It's the village sometimes does shit like that. Yep.
But maybe it's a good thing.
I will leave it with our listeners to decide. I have a feeling most of our listeners, being of the technically inclined, would say yes. But
they're not all technically inclined, probably.
No, it's true. I'm just very curious how many people would feel like that was just a giant overstep on Arnold's part.
Yes, tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, I genuinely want to know.
I want to know, too.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Was it an overstep?
Is it an overstep?
Should he not have done that? Yeah.
Yeah, because I need to know, because this might happen to me and I need to know what to do. And I am basically managed. Like, yeah, I'm like a robot for all the Sticky Pickles listeners. Just tell me what to do.
In a few years when my kid is sneaking on TikTok and I don't know about it, you have my permission to do what I just...
Okay, I will be all over her ass. I'll be like, hey, block, block, and block, block.
Get off the internet. You're way too fucking young. Yes. Please, I'm giving you permission. Only Carol, not anybody else.
Yeah, none of you guys.
None of y'all.
And that's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review.
And we have a Patreon. Thank you so much to all of our patrons who are...
We love you.
Yes, you're awesome. And every time we do a new episode, we always get at least one new person, which makes me so happy. So three...
High five.
Yes, high five to all y'all. $3. Gets you our love and support and unending gratitude. So patreon.com/stickypickles. It helps us pay the bills.
If you want a sticker of a big pickle, let us know. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want merch? We can get
we can do pickle merch. We can.
We can do pickle merch.
It's exclusive.
we'll just mail you a pickle. And you can get in touch with us on Instagram at @StickyPicklesPod and the Fediverse hashtag StickyPickles. Anything else you can find on StickyPickles.com.
We love you. See you in a few weeks.
Bye-bye.
You sex kitten.
Not in the slightest. I'm a ham.
Oh, well. I'm just we heard it. Yeah, well, listeners, I was there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, Carl, are you on team don't ever put your trash in someone else's bin? So if you're out walking your dog or a dog, and, you know, they do their business, you bag it up, and you're near someone else's bin because it's trash day tomorrow, do you take the poop home or do you throw it in the nearest bin? Because who cares?
I am the asshole that throws it in the nearest bin. My mom is not. My mom, hi mom. She takes it home and flushes it in the toilet.
Wow.
Like she takes it out of the bag, right? And does that.
I kind of admire your mom for that.
I know, she's incredible. She's amazing. I am just a pill. And I throw it in the bin, and then your bin smells of dog shit, then you blame me. But I'm not the asshole that leaves the dog turd in your front garden and say, oh, you had nothing to do with me, Gov. And don't worry about it.
I don't know where I fall on this one because I've never had a dog. So I've never had a dog sit. Like, I don't know how to take care of a dog, to be honest with you. So I actually do not know. Because part of me is like, it is annoying when you find the dog shit in your bin and it stinks it up and makes it all gross. But then I'm like, well, that's trash bins for you. They're supposed to be gross. So,
yeah, you wouldn't want to put it in someone's bin unless it was on the road ready to be picked up that day. Like there is etiquette involved, right?
If it's empty because it's already been picked up, then you are an asshole.
Then you're an asshole. Yeah, go to the next road. Exactly.
Yep. Okay, we agree on that.
This is deep. This should be on our Patreon special.
Honestly, I as soon as you started talking about trash, I was like, it's sort of like the shopping cart thing. Like, where are you on dog poo in other people's bins? Because I gotta know.
I've never shat in anyone's cart at the supermarket. Just in case that's the next question.
That was a burning question. Really, really glad we got to the bottom of that one.